Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code, please?
37725.
37725.
Yes.
Can I have the first and last name?
Kim Berg, B-E-R-G.
Okay, I'm looking for that name.
Pardon?
I'm looking for that name, ma'am. No, ma'am. I'm not pulling up any account with that name or that zip code.
No, because my bank declined it. I just wanted to make sure that it got declined because after, you know, that supposedly $2 charge was all that was supposed to be charged, 50-some dollar charge was declined by my bank.
There's no account with us, ma'am. No account, no charge is being pulled up with that information, ma'am.
No, you all tried to, though.
There's not an account on order with us, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. I just wanted to be sure of it. May I have your name?
My name is Joseph, ma'am.
Joseph?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a last name?
It's Joseph, ma'am.
All right. Do you have a store number or anything?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, my bank wanted me to call you all and make sure there was no charge and that my order was canceled. So,
no, ma'am. There was no account, no charge with us, ma'am. More than likely, okay. Since it declined, it never was created. That's why it's not showing.
Well, why would they do that? Why would they offer something for $2 and then try to debit $60, you know?
I would not be able to see what you would have with us unless I was able to pull up an account. Since you don't have an account with us, ma'am, I wouldn't be able to see what that was for. I do apologize.
Okay, thank you.
I just recommend in the future, whenever you place anything online, you make sure you thoroughly read any terms and conditions wherever you're placing an order.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.